सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः राजविद्याराजगुह्ययोगो नाम नवमोऽध्यायः I'm going to state that verse where I left last class. Pitahamasya jagato mata dhata pitamahah Vedyam pavitram omkarah riksamaya jurevacha. He says actually this, when you look at, so here, there's no Ishwaraha Bhagavan other than the truth. In fact, Bhagavan Ishwaraha is status attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the whole cosmos, which is nothing but manifestation of that reality. The whole universe, all forms, all words, all everything here, everything which forms part of the universe is manifestation of the power of that only reality, which is imperceptible. Therefore, that reality is given the Ishwara status, but for whose presence the universe cannot exist. And that reality alone is the source of all knowledge. Reality is the source of all power. Reality is the source of all strength. Reality is the source of all our lordship. Reality is the source of everything. Therefore, it is said to be Bhagavan also. So Bhagavan, because all virtues, the knowledge, strength, even dispassion, all of them are seen as, looked upon as the virtues. And all the Bhagavan means there cannot be any of these without the truth. Therefore, all these sixfold virtues implied by the term Bhaga actually are attributed to the reality itself. But reality is said to be Bhagavan, reality is said to be Ishwara. Even though reality is not Ishwara, but Ishwara is essentially the reality. Bhagavan is essentially the reality. That reality is which alone is the home of the whole Jagat. Therefore, if we look at Bhagavan, essential as the truth, we have to say, and Krishna speaks from the standpoint of the reality, as Bhagavan, he says, Aham Asya, Asya Jagataha Pitaha Pita, Aham Asya Jagataha Pita, I'm the father of this whole universe, I'm the very intelligent cause, because of the presence of which alone, the universe becomes manifest. Jagataha Mata, even the power of reality manifest alone is this universe. Therefore, you look at the power of reality, inseparable power of reality as the material cause of the universe, then reality as Bhagavan, you can say, mother of the universe also is Bhagavan. Asya Jagataha Pita Aham, Asya Jagataha Mata Aham. Because power of reality is the material cause of the universe, the manifestation of which alone is the universe. And the source of the power is the, without which power cannot exist, is like the father. Therefore, reality and its power, inseparable, constitute what? Ishwara, the father and mother of the universe. Asya jagataha pita aham, asya jagataha mata aham, asya dhata aham, I am the ordainer of everything. Pitamaha and the grandfather also, then there's nothing beyond the reality. Therefore, there's no grandfather also of the universe other than the Bhagavan. And Vedyam, what is to be ultimately arrived at is also the reality. It is this reality. Pavitram is the most purifying, and it is Bhagavan Swarupam is actually the Omkaraha is the actually explains the Omkara also. I am the Omkara means I am the source of all knowledge. I am all the words. I'm all the four Vedas, all four Vedas. But it is sent here, Rik Sama Yajuhu, which we saw. All the Vedas are also Bhagavan. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Suhrut Prabhava Pralayasthanam Nidhanam Bijamogyayam. I think so, we have seen already. Aham Gatihi, Aham Bharta, I explained to you Bharta also. Prabhu Sakshi Nivasaha Sharanam Suhrutu Prabhavaha Pralayaha Sthanam Nidhanam Avyayam Bijam. I am the inexhaustible, imperishable, unchangeable seed, the truth of everything, that I am the Nidhanam. Nidhana means I am the abode, repository of everything here, repository of all. I am the very existence, the substratum, the support of everything here. I am the source of resolution, pralayaha. I, the truth, am the source of origination of everything. I am the absolutely well-wisher of everybody. And I am the very abode, the residence of everything here. And I am the very witness, this only seer of everything is the reality. So Bhagavan says, I am the very, as reality Bhagavan, I am the only witness, only seer of everything. I am the Prabhu, I am the master, I am the one. And then Aham Bharta, I am Sastya supporter, Aham Gatihi, I am the very goal.
Tapam Yaham Aham Varsham Nigrinnam Yutsru Jamicha Amrutanchaiva Amrutyuscha Sadasachaham Arjuna. Tapam Yaham Aham Varsham.
You wait for 15 minutes.
Tapam yaham aham varsham.
Please sit.
Nigrinnam yutsu jamicha amrutam chaiva mrutyuscha sadasachaham arjuna. Tapam yaham aham varsham.
Adha mudi avali peshitirukanga.
Tapam yaham aham varsham. Nigrinnam
amma thani kudu.
Nigrinnam yutsru jamicha amrutanchaiva mrutyuscha sadasachaham arjuna.
So Bhagavan continues, how there is no Bhagavan other than the truth, and the whole jagat is Bhagavan. Your Bhagavan obtaining in the Bhagavan, who is in the form of the universe, essentially being the truth, Bhagavan as the truth. Krishna is speaking here as seeing his own, from standing, the standpoint of his Swarupam, he is talking to Arjuna here. Aham tapami, tapami aham. Tapami aham, tapami aham, that's the end sandhi there. Tapami aham. Nigrinnami. The next verse, the 20th verse is actually, the 20th verse is actually in Trishtup meter. So the meter is changing here.
Traividyamam somapav putapapaha yagnirishtva swargatim prarthayante te punyamasadhya surendra lokam ashnanti divyandivi deva bhogan. Traividyamam somapah putapapah yagmirishtva swargatim prarthayante te punyamasadhya surendra lokam ashnanti divyandi videva bhogan.
In this verse, we not only all that is here is Bhagavan, even anything, even which is not here, which is said to be above, other lokas also Bhagavan, or nothing is outside of Bhagavan in terms of reality. So here he says, Traividyaha, சோமபாகா பூத பாபாக யக்ஞேஹி இஷ்ட்வா ஸ்வர்கதிம் பிரார்த்தயந்தே. ஹி சேஸ் த்ரைவித்யாஹ மீன்ஸ் த்ரயஹ வேதாஹ த்ரி வேதாஸ் த்ரைவித்யாஹ ஆர் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் கிவன் டு தி ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் த்ரி வேதாஸ் அண்ட் ஹூ ஹாவ் ப்ரொஃபவுண்ட் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த்ரி வேதாஸ் they means mean people vedajnyah shastrajnyah people who have thorough knowledge of vedas mean especially karma kanda of the vedas people who have the thorough knowledge of all three vedas means people who have the thorough knowledge of vedas know what are the karmas and how the karma should be performed and what is the result one can enjoy by doing a given karma so those people who have thorough knowledge of karma kanda of the vedas are said to be Traividyah. And those people, Soma Paha. The Soma Paha means, actually the Soma Pati, Pibati, it is Soma Paha. One who drinks the Soma juice. Actually when people, when they perform a specific ritual, and they're supposed to offer Soma juice, the juice extracted from Soma creeper, Soma Lata, or Soma leaves, so they have this, there's a special special plant called soma and the somalata the creeper and from that creeper leaves from that plant they extract the juice which is called soma panam a special drink is called soma panam suppose be intoxicating I don't know I haven't tasted it but I can tell you and then they offer that soma juice as an offering when they perform a ritual and the remaining they take as prasadam so people who drink soma juice means what people who extract the soma juice the soma creeper and who offer that as oblation offer that as to bhagwan then they take the offering as the prasadam also and such people are said to be somapaha then and also poota papaha means what பாபேபியா பூதாக பீப்புள் பூத்த மீன்ஸ் பியூரிஃபைட் தி பீப்புள் ஹூ ஹவ் பீன் பியூரிஃபைட் ஆஃப் தயர் பாபானி சின்ஸ் வென் தி பீப்புள் கண்டினியூஸ்லி டூ புண்ணிய கர்மா தே இன்வால்வ்ஸ் இன் வர்ஷிப் அண்ட் ப்ரேயர் அண்ட் தே டெலிவர் ரைட் லைஃப் ஆஃப் தர்மா இன் டியூ கோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் தம் சம்டைம்ஸ் தே ஆல்சோ பிகம் பியூரிஃபைட் ஆஃப் தேர் சின்ஸ் வித் அக்யூமுலேட் மோர் புண்ணியம் த்ரூ ரைட்டியஸ் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் வர்ஷிப் அண்ட் ப்ரேயர் எக்ஸெட்ரா They are Poota Papaha, people who are purified of their sins, all of them. So Traividyaha, Somapaha, Poota Papaha, all these descriptions of some people. These people of profound knowledge of three Vedas, who have all about knowledge of Karma Kanda of the Shastram, Veda Shastram, and who also perform rituals, who constantly involve themselves in performing rituals and worship, and as a result of which they all happen to offer soma juice and they take the soma juice offered as the prasadam so who happen to drink the soma juice also because of the when they perform soma yaga such people also purified of their sins such people they prarthayante so mam prarthayante they pray to bhagwan They, what do they ask for? They pray to Bhagavan, but what do they pray for from Bhagavan? Traividyaha, Sumapaha, Putapapaha, Mam Prarthayante. Such people pray for, pray to me for what? What do they ask me for? What do they pray to me for? Prarthayante. How do they pray? Yajnihi Ishtva. Yajnihi Ishtva. Yajnehi, by performing rituals, okay, Yajnehi Ishtva. Yajnaha is a worship. Ishtva. Okay, Yajnehi, through the performance of worship, through worship in the form of performance of rituals. Through worship in the form of performance of rituals. Through the performance of rituals, okay, yajnehi, I worshipped me, Ishtva. Now Prathayante, they request, they pray for what? Swargatim Prathayante. They pray for they Swargatihi. They Swargatihi means what? They pray for the attainment of heaven. They pray for the entry into the heaven. They pray for access to the heaven. Heavens, Swargatim Prathayante. So such people, they Punyam Asadhya. Punyam Asadhya. See, for them, to go to heaven, to Indraloka, they need Punyam. So Punyam Asadhya. Punyam Asadhya. Having accomplished Punyam, Surendralokam, te punyam surendralokam asadhya. So having earned punyam through the rituals, having attained, having reached, punyam surendralokam asadhya. The punyam is adjective of the word surendralokam. Having accomplished, having reached, having attained this world of the surendralok, swargalok, heaven. Heaven is called surendralok, the world of Surendra. The heaven, Asadhya, having reached the Surendra Loka, the heaven, the world of Surendra, the heaven, which is accomplishable only through abundance of Punyam. Punyam Surendra Lokam. See, go to Surendra Loka, heaven, one needs Punyam. So having accomplished that Surendra Loka by their Punyam, and those Ashnanti, those people only enjoy. Ashnanti, Ashnati. I taught you this Ashnati verb. Ashnanti, they eat. Literally means eat. They enjoy. What do they enjoy? Divi, Deva Bhogan, Divyan, Deva Bhogan, Divi Ashnanti. Divi means Swarge. Div means Swargaha. Divi in the heaven. Deva Bhogan, Divyan, Deva Bhogan, Ashnanti. They enjoy the pleasures. Divyan Devaga means pleasures, enjoyable by the gods. The pleasures of Devas, enjoyable in heaven. So celestial, heavenly pleasures, enjoyable by the Devas, these people also enjoy. How they go to heaven, they would enjoy heavenly pleasures. Divyan, divine heavenly pleasures means what? The heavenly pleasures enjoyable by other devas, they also enjoy. And to go further, they had to go to heaven. And to go to heaven, they need punyam. And to earn punyam, they also pray. And to pray, they earn punyam by performing different rituals. And to perform rituals, they need to perform certain appropriate rituals also, or they also need to have the knowledge. For these people, he says, what he says, having discussed how Bhagawan is the source of everything, Bhagawan is talking about the heaven also here. It means the people who have the thorough knowledge of all the three Vedas, Karma Kanda of the Veda, and those people, they know the know-how of rituals, they know the results of rituals, you know, what can be enjoyed, etc. Therefore, they perform rituals. And they are specifically interested in going to heaven. They're specifically interested. Therefore, they also want to earn abundance of punyam required for going to heaven. And as people, all the people, Puta Papaha, they're also adequately pure enough to enjoy the heavenly pleasures. So Puta Papaha, Soma Paha, Trayvidyaha, all just three words talk about only the people who are interested in going to heaven, who know the results enjoyable as a result of performing rituals. And such people, so yagnehi ishtva, worshipping the Lord through the performance of rituals, and then they pray for the heavenly life, they pray for the access to the heaven, and thereby they do attain heaven, they do accomplish heaven, the through their punyam, surendralokam asadhya, and there what do? They in Divi, Divi is locative case of Div, Swarge, in Swargaloka, Devabhoga, Divyan, Devabhogan, Ashtanti, they enjoy the heavenly, the celestial pleasures enjoyable by the Devas. They also enjoy that. But still, it is not permanent. Those pleasures are not permanent. That's what he's going to say later on. Let us see the next verse. He continues here.
Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. Evam trayi dharma manuprapannaha. Evam trayi dharma manuprapannaha. Gata gatam kama kama labhante. Gata gatam kama kama labhante. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. Kshine punye martyalokam vishanti. Evam trayi dharma manuprapannaha. Evam trayi dharma manuprapannaha. Evam trayi dharma manuprapannaha. Gata gatam kama kama labhante. Gata gatam kama kama labhante.
So here only the verse, the what was started in the previous verse actually is concluded in this verse. So those people, which people, the Trayvidyaha, Putapapaha, Somapaha. So Somapaha, Putapapaha, Trayvidyaha, the people of profound knowledge of Karmakanda of the Vedas, and people who involve them, who perform even very seriously the yajnas like Soma Yajna, Soma Yaga, and by performing rituals, when they also earn punyam, that they even become purified of their sins, and they even have the fortune or the honor of being able to drink the Soma juice offered to Bhagavan as prasadam, and such people, and they, by performing rituals also, they seek Bhagavan's grace, and by seeking grace, by performing rituals, what do they aspire for? They only aspire for the enjoyment of heavenly pleasures. They only want to go to heaven. So, they only swargatim prarthayante. And then, as a result of which, they do go to heaven. But once they go to heaven, there in the heaven, they only enjoy the pleasures of devas, celestial pleasures they enjoy there. Even pleasures they enjoy. Now what happens? How long are they able to enjoy those pleasures? The Bhagavan Krishna is talking about the limitation of the enjoyment of pleasures here. The pleasures enjoyable in this world are definitely time bound. Because enjoyment of pleasure implies enjoyment of a given object. A given object becomes instrumental for the enjoyment of pleasure. The object being time-bound, the pleasure enjoyable through a given object also is time-bound. So not only this miss world, even heavenly pleasures are like that. So Bhagavan here says, those people of the Sumapaha, Putapapaha, Trayvidyaha, those people, Tam Bhuktva means having enjoyed those heavenly pleasures, enjoyable specifically by all devas. Now, Swargalokam Vishalam tam bhuktva. Having enjoyed that, enjoyed vishalam surgalokam. Having enjoyed vishalam surgalokam. Vishalam is what? Having enjoyed that spacious, highly vast heavenly, highly vast heaven, the world of devas, sargalokam, highly vast world of devas, having enjoyed that heaven, heavenly place, vishalam sargalokam bhaktva, having enjoyed that heavenly life, heavenly, the spacious heaven, and how kshine punye, and the punyam becomes exhausted. They worked very hard, learned the Vedas, understood the karma kanda of the Vedas, they knew all the rituals, they performed the rituals, and even offered soma juice, even performing such somayaga, etc. By yagnehi ishtva, they earned punyam by worshipping Bhagwan, the performance of rituals. And as a result of which they went, and having the punyam in their account, they went to Sargaloka. They go to Sargaloka. They reach Sargaloka. They do enjoy the highly vast heaven, all the pleasures they enjoy there. Tam vishalam Sargalokam bhuktva. Have enjoyed the heavenly life there, but how long are they able to enjoy? As long as the punyam is there in their account, they enjoy. But as they enjoy pleasures, the punyam becomes exhausted and exhausted and exhausted. Having exhausted all the punyam, completely punyam becomes exhausted. No more punyam. They become unqualified to continue to enjoy their pleasures there. Therefore, again they return. Vishanti. They enter into the world of mortals. Martyalokam vishanti. So, earn punyam. Go to heaven, enjoy the heavenly life. When the punyam is exhausted, kshine punye, punyam can never remain permanently forever. Punyam can be earned, punyam can be exhausted also. When the punyam gets exhausted, they return. In fact, they enter into the world of mortals. Martyalokam vishanti. Martyalokam means they again come back to bhuloka. Come into this, they enter into the world of mortals. Martyalokam vishanti. Evam trayi dharmam anuprapannaha. Trayi dharmam anuprapannaha means people who are given to this, the way of life of performing rituals, enjoying the pleasures, are said to be trayi dharmam anuprapannaha. Trayi dharmam anuprapannaha means people who are given to this lifestyle of understanding, knowing the Veda, karma kanda of the Vedas, performing rituals and following this scriptural teaching, but interested in the results prescribed by the karma kanda of the Veda also. Such people who are given to such lifestyle associated with this Vedic Karmakanda of the Veda. So, trayi dharmam anuprapannaha gatagataha anupranaha gatagatam, they are kamakamaha. Kamakamaha means who has very fervent desire for enjoyment of pleasures are said to be kamakamaha. So, trayi dharmaha. So, trayi dharmam anuprapannaha. People completely are given to the performance of rituals and enjoyment of the results of the rituals are said to be trayi dharmam anuprapannaha. Such people are kamakamaha, who aspire for the enjoyment of pleasures are said to be kamakamaha. The kamakamaha gatagatam labhante. Labhante, they attain gatagatam. Gata means going, agatam means coming. Means gatam stands, means they attain gatagatam, means they attain this samsara, which is which involves arrival and departure, which is fraught with birth and death. Gata stands for death, Agatam stands for birth. They attain samsara, means they can't escape this life of becoming, fraught with birth and death, arrival and departure. Okay, they attain samsara, means what? They continue to be in samsara. They cannot escape this coming, this arrival in the form of birth and going away in the form of death. Is it gatagatam labhante? Which means there's no moksha for them. Even though the trayi vidyaha, trayi dharmam anuprapannaha, even though they have profound knowledge of Veda Shastram, they do perform rituals, they do invoke the grace of Bhagavan, they do earn punyam, they do aspire for enjoyment of pleasures, they do attain the surga, they do enjoy pleasures, but still there is no moksha. They do get their desires fulfilled, but again, because enjoyment of pleasures also makes the punyam, reduces the punyam. So when the punyam gets exhausted, they do come back to this world of mortals, because going to heaven will not help one escape the samsara. Samsara is not a verb. Samsara will be there. In spite of the shastric jnanam also, samsara will be there. What is needed for samsara, freedom from samsara, is only atma jnanam, not Veda karma kanda jnanam is not enough. That is said here. Gatagatam kama kamaha labhante. So trayi dharmam anuprapannaha kama kamaha gatagatam labhante means samsare punaha tishtanti. They continue to remain in samsara. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Here Bhagavan wants to point out, it is the Upanishad jnanam, it is the understanding of the nature of reality unfolded in the Upanishads, which form the end portion of the Veda, alone will free one from, will bless one with the knowledge which will free one from bondage of samsara. Otherwise, samsara is inevitable. That is what is he discussed in the first two verses. Therefore, and Bhagavan says, definitely the prayer and worship, constantly remembering Bhagavan, bringing Bhagavan into one's life, surrendering one's will to Bhagavan of Dharma, law of law and order. So consciously living a life of values with a commitment, definitely Bhagavan takes care of all their needs. How? That is said. We'll see how it is explained here. Ananyas chintayanto mam, ananyas chintayanto mam, ye janah pariyupasate, ye janah pariyupasate, ananyas chintayanto mam, ananyas chintayanto mam. Ye janah pariyupasate, ye janah pariyupasate, tesham nityabhiyuktanam, tesham nityabhiyuktanam, yogakshemam vahamyaham, yogakshemam vahamyaham. Ananyas chintayanto mam, ananyas chintayanto mam, ye janah pariyupasate, ye janah pariyupasate, tesham nityabhiyuktanam, tesham nityabhiyuktanam, yogakshemam vahamyaham, yogakshemam vahamyaham. So under the 19th verse, Bhagavan discussed how Bhagavan is there as both the causes of the whole, how everything is Bhagavan, he discussed in few verses. Then Bhagavan also discussed how the even performance of rituals helps one earn punyam, but still it can bless one with enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, but not moksha. It also was made clear earlier. Now he continues in this verse, how Bhagavan really takes care of those who constantly bring Bhagavan into one's life, their lives. He says, Aham yoga kshemam vahami. Yoga kshemam vahami aham. The word yogaha and kshemaha. The yoga actually stands for acquiring what we do not have. Acquiring, attaining, possessing, gaining what we do not have, what we aspire for is yogaha. And preserving what we have already got is meant by the word kshemaha. So attaining what I do not have is yogaha. Having obtained what I wanted and maintaining it, preserving it, taking care of it, what was kshemaha. First, you don't have a house and oh, I want to buy a house. And until you buy a house, buying the house becomes the whole efforts are for buying the house. After having bought the house and maintaining it, isn't it? Is the next thing. I have to maintain it. So that's a kshemaha. So yogaha and kshemaha. Bhagavan says, aham vahami means I take the responsibility of yoga and kshema. I take care of, I bear the responsibility of yoga and kshema. So what one needs, I take care of. And how one should have anything one has, I take care of. Yoga and kshema. Yoga kshemam aham vahami. I take care. Bhagavan takes care of yoga and kshema. But for whom? Whose yoga kshema Bhagavan takes care of? Whose yoga kshemam Bhagavan takes care of? That is said in this verse. See, nitya abhiyuktanam yoga kshemam aham vahami. Nitya abhiyuktanam. No. Nitya abhiyuktaha means those people who are ever steadfast. Nitya ever. Abhyuktaha means those who are ever steadfast. Committed to Bhagavan. Those who are ever steadfast, their commitment to Bhagavan are Nitya Abhyuktaha. So Nitya Abhyuktanam Yogakshema Aham Vahami. I take the responsibility of, I bear, but of Yogakshema, of those people who are ever or steadfast in their commitment to Bhagavan. Nitya Abhyuktanam Yogakshemam Aham Vahami. So if we do not do anything, Bhagavan takes care of yoga and kshema, provided if there is commitment to Bhagavan. And how can you understand the people committed to Bhagavan? That is said, ye janaha paryupasate, mam paryupasate. Ye janaha mam paryupasate, those who worship, paryupasate, those worship me. Ye janaha mam paryupasate, those people who worship me, thereby who remain steadfast, forever steadfast the commitment to Bhagavan. So I take care of their yogakshema means, and how do they worship Bhagavan? How do they worship Bhagavan? Katham janaha mam paryupasate ananyaha chintayantaha. These very important, two words are important in this verse. This whole verse, two words are very, very important. Ananyaha chintayantaha. See, ananyaha means yesham aham na anyaha te ananyaha. Yesham aham na anyaha. Those people for whom I am non-different. Those people for whom I am the very self. Those people for whom I am their own sorupam. those people for whom I am not distant, those who people for whom I am not away, those people for whom I am non-different, those people I am for whom I am the very Swarupam. Such people, Ananyaha. Okay, Anyaha means what? People for whom Bhagavan is different from them, they are Anyaha. But Ananyaha means those people for whom Bhagavan is non-different from them, who see Bhagavan as their own Swarupam. Their own Swarupam, their Ananyaha. And Chintayantaha. Chintayantaha. People who are always contemplating upon Bhagavan. People who are always contemplative of Bhagavan. Contemplate upon Bhagavan and seeing Bhagavan as their own Swarupam. Seeing Bhagavan as non-different from them. And such people are the people who ever remain steadfast in their commitment to Bhagavan. And such people, Bhagavan takes care of. Bhagavan bears the responsibility of taking care of their yoga and kshema. So, ananyaha chintayan, mam chintayantaha. Ananyaha chintayantaha. Ye janaha paryupasate, tesham nitya abhyuktanam aham yoga kshemam vahami. So people do worship. People worship in different forms, different ways. But here are the people who worship Bhagavan, not as an object different from them, not as something different from them, but who see Bhagavan as their own Swarupam, being non-different from them, their own themselves, and being contemplative upon that such Bhagavan, and when the people worship, their Yogakshema Bhagavan takes care of. Which means it is possible to see Bhagavan as one's own Swarupam. It is possible to be able to dwell upon Bhagavan always, only if they're committed to Bhagavan also. And for such people, Bhagavan takes care of yoga and kshema. So, ananyas chintayanto mam ye janah pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Actually, the yogaha and kshemaha. When we, possessing what we do not have, obtaining what we haven't got is apraptasya praptihi yogaha. What aprapta means, what has not yet been gained, obtained is aprapta. Apraptasya praptihi, attainment of what we do not have is apraptasya praptihi yogaha. And what is kshemaha? So praptasya rakshanam kshemaha. So apraptasya praptihi yogaha, praptasya rakshanam kshemaha. And these both involve great effort. And Bhagavan says, you can be relaxed. I take care of your yoga and kshema, provided if you are committed, you are steadfast in your commitment to Bhagavan. How they, being steadfast in the commitment to Bhagavan means seeing Bhagavan as their own Swarupam, non-different from their own Swarupam. And also, always, there's never a time Bhagavan is forgotten in the lives. Always dwelling upon Bhagavan, seeing Bhagavan as Bhagavan, be non-different from them, themselves. And when the people worship, this is another form of worship. Very unique form of worshipping Bhagavan is what? Seeing Bhagavan as non-different from themselves. And such people alone are said to be steadfast in their commitment to Bhagavan. And definitely Bhagavan takes care of their yoga and kshema. Suppose seeing Bhagavan as non-different from one's own self means ananya bhaktaha, ananya bhakti. And being committed to Bhagavan also. And here, there are other people who also invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of other devatas. Worship Bhagavan as an object. What happens to them? So it is said in the next verse. Ye pyanya devata bhakta. Ye pyanya devata bhakta. Yajante shabdhayanvita. Yajante shabdhayanvita. Ye pyanya devata bhakta. Pyanya devata bhakta. Yajante shabdhayanvita. Yajante shabdhayanvita. Tepi mameva kaunteya. Tepi mameva kaunteya. Yajantya vidhi purvakam. Yajantya vidhi purvakam. Ye pyanya devata bhakta. Ye pyanya devata bhakta. Yajante shabdhayanvita. Yajante shabdhayanvita. Tepi mameva kaunteya. Tepi mameva kaunteya. Yajantya vidhi purvakam. Yajantya vidhi purvakam. See, there are other people, they also yajante. Other people also yajante worship. Yajante, yajudhatu is upayapadi dhatu, yajati, yajate, worship. From here you derive the word yagaha, noun. Yajnaha, yagaha, both words are derived from this root, yajuda, root. So yajante, people worship. How? Shaddhaya anvitaha. Shaddhaya anvitaha, with the faith, endowed with the great faith. Shaddhaya anvitaha means not without faith, faithlessly, but faithfully having strong faith in Bhagavan, people worship, that the worship will definitely bless them with an appropriate result. So shaddhaya anvitaha, having strong faith in Bhagavan, people worship Bhagavan. Shaddhaya anvitaha yajante. Who? Bhaktaha. Bhaktaha. Shaddhaya anvitaha yajante. But whom do they worship? He says, Anya devataha. Anya devataha. Anya devata bhaktaha. Shaddhaya anvitaha yajante. People who are devoted to other devatas. People who are devoted to other devatas means the other devatas, other phenomena which are looked upon as devatas, and other all phenomena are time-bound in nature. Therefore, anya devata bhaktaha, people who are devoted to other devatas, the finite phenomena which are looked upon as devatas, deities, and those people, ye api anya devataha shaddhayanvitaha yajante. With the strong faith, if people who worship even other devatas as devotees of other devatas, the strong devotion, the strong faith when they worship, and te api, even those people, even if they do not worship Bhagavan, worshipping Bhagavan means what? Seeing Bhagavan as their own Sarupam, seeing Bhagavan being non-different from them. If somebody worship Bhagavan, they worship Bhagavan. If people who worship Bhagavan as other, in the form of other devatas, they see Bhagavan as something different from themselves. Such people, ye api, anya devata bhaktaha shaddhaya anvitaha yajante. Even those people who are the devotees of other devatas, the time-bound deities, but with endowed with great faith, and those people also, te api, ஹே கௌந்தேய மாமேவ யஜந்தி. யஜந்தே நவ யஜந்தி. யூ கேன் மேக் அவுட் இஸ் உபயபதி தாத்து. யஜ் இஸ் உபயபதி தாத்து. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹி சேஸ் யஜந்தே, செகண்ட் வேர்ட் இஸ் வாட் யஜந்தி. போத் பதம் ஆத்மனை பதம் அண்ட் பரஸ்மை பதம் கம்ஸ் ஹியர். சோ மாமேவ யஜந்தி, தோஸ் ஹூ வர்ஷிப் மீ அலோன் அவிதி பூர்வகம். அவிதி பூர்வகம் மீன்ஸ், விதி பூர்வகம் மீன்ஸ் நோயிங்லி, அவிதி பூர்வகம் அன்னோயிங்லி. இவன் இஃப் பீப்புள் வர்ஷிப் பகவான் ஆஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், சம்திங் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தெம்செல்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தேவதாஸ் தி டைம் பவுண்ட் இன் நேச்சர் அண்ட் பட் தே வர்ஷிப் பகவான் இன் அதர் தேவதாஸ் ஆஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் சீங் பகவான் ஆஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தெம்செல்ஸ் பட் வித் ஷத்தா வென் தே வர்ஷிப் தே வர்ஷிப் மீ அலோன் மாமேவ யஜந்தி. It's a very important, very, very important lesson for simple people because people take these verses for granted. Bhagavan says, even if you worship any stone or a rock or a snake or a monkey or a tree or a sun or anything, you worship me alone. But unknowingly, they worship me alone. Provided you have Shraddha. Shraddhaya anvitaha ye anyadevata bhaktaha yajante தே அபி மாமேவ யஜந்தி அவிதி பூர்வகம் ஹே கௌந்தேய. அர்ஜுனா, இஸ் பிகாஸ் தே வர்ஷிப் சன், தே வர்ஷிப் மூன், தே வர்ஷிப் ட்ரீ, ஆர் தே வர்ஷிப் அதர் கிரீச்சர்ஸ், தே வர்ஷிப் ஸ்பேஸ், தே வர்ஷிப் ஃபயர், தே வர்ஷிப் எனி அதர் தேவதாஸ், எனி அதர் ஃபினாமினல் லுக்ட் அப்பான் அஸ் தேவதா. இட் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் தே வர்ஷிப் பகவான் ஆஃப் டிஃபரெண்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் தே சீ பகவான் அஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். வென் தே சீ பகவான் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், they see Bhagavan as something different from them. I am the worshipper, Bhagavan is different from me, and I worship Bhagavan in form of a given object. And those, they are said to be devotees of other devatas, other phenomena, known as devatas, deities, which are time-bound in nature. But they have great Shraddha, Shraddhaya Anvitaha. When they worship other devatas also, but with Shraddha, they worship me alone. But they worship me alone unknowingly. Avidhi purvakam mameva yajanti. They worship only me. Understand? When we go to temples, we perform rituals. Whomever you worship, whichever form you worship, worship is all, they worship only Bhagavan. But they do not know what they worship is essentially Bhagavan only. Which means there's nothing which is not Bhagavan. All the teaser is only Bhagavan. Every form is Bhagavan. All forms are Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan. So worshipping any phenomenon is actually worshipping Bhagavan only. But only thing is, we do not know what I'm worshipping as an object other than, which is seeing it as other than me, is also Bhagavan. Unknowingly, they worship Bhagavan only. So, ye api anya devata bhaktaha api shraddhayanvitaha yajante te api he kaunteya avidhipurvakam mameva yajanti. Unknowingly, they worship me alone. They worship is always of Bhagavan only. That's what it says. It's a very famous verse. Akashat patitam toyam yatha gacchati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaraha keshavam prati gacchati. No, it is when the water, rain water falls from above and all the drops, different drops, all the rain falling everywhere, all of them go to only one sea only. Similarly, in whichever form you worship, wherever you worship, however you worship, all worship always goes to only Bhagavan. Only Bhagavan. This is a very beautiful thing. Whichever form you worship, the worship is always of Bhagavan. Because any form you worship is not non-Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan only. That you can understand only if you understand the concept of Bhagavan, Vedic vision of Vedic concept of Bhagavan, that all that is the only is the only Bhagavan. This is very clear. Whichever form you worship, wherever I worship, that only worship of only Bhagavan only. Therefore, as long as with Shraddha when you worship any phenomenon also, it's worship of Bhagavan only. But people who worship other devatas may not know that they're worshipping Bhagavan. But actually, unknowingly, avidhipurvakam yajanti, unknowingly they worship only Bhagavan. Now next verse. Even if you perform rituals, really speaking, the performer is Bhagavan, the performance of ritual is Bhagavan, performer of ritual is non-different from Bhagavan, the performance of ritual is non-different from Bhagavan, the performed ritual is non-different from Bhagavan, with the oblations offered to Bhagavan are not from Bhagavan, there's nothing which is not Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan only. This must be the understanding of Bhagavan we must have. So Bhagavan continues next verse. He says, Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natu mam abhijananti tatvenatascavantite. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. Natu mam abhijananti tatvenatascavantite. See here Bhagavan says, sarva yajnanam bhokta prabhu cha aham eva. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta. Bhokta, enjoyer. I am the enjoyer of, I am the Lord. Prabhu, I am the Lord. Prabhu means Lord. I am the Lord, I am the enjoyer of all the rituals. All the oblations are offered. I am the enjoyer of all the oblations offered. I am the enjoyer of all the rituals. I am the Lord. Enjoyer of all the rituals. Sarvajnanam bhokta aham, aham prabhu cha. But mam natu abhijananti. But people do not know. They do not know Bhagavan. Therefore, tatvena, they do not know me essentially. In reality, how Bhagavan is the Bhagavan is ultimately the enjoyer. Bhagavan is, how essentially Bhagavan is the truth, and how Bhagavan as the essential truth of everything is the enjoyer of everything, all the rituals, all the oblations, that they do not know Bhagavan Swarupam. Mam tatvena na abhijananti. Bhagavan, people do not understand the fact of how Bhagavan is the absolute enjoyer of all the oblations. Tatvena, in reality, essentially how Bhagavan is the enjoyer of all the oblations, all the rituals, people do not know. Therefore, chyavanti. Therefore, they continue to be in samsara. Chyavanti means they slip into samsara. Chyavanti means chyavate, means slips. They slip into samsara. They can escape samsara. They just slip. What is the reason for slipping into samsara? Because they do not know what Bhagavan is essentially. In fact, the absolute enjoyer of all the oblations, of all the rituals, is Bhagavan only. And how Bhagavan is the enjoyer of all the oblations, all the rituals, to understand that they should know what Bhagavan is essentially. To know what Bhagavan is essentially, what everything is essentially, they should know what their own Swarupam essentially. If there is Atma Jnanam, there is Brahma Jnanam. If there is Brahma Jnanam, there is Ishwara Jnanam. Ishwara Jnanam, then there is free from samsara. If they do not, they worship Bhagavan, they pray to Bhagavan, but they do not have Bhagavad Jnanam. They do not know Bhagavan Swarupam. Then, as being ignorant of Bhagavan, even though they worship Bhagavan, pray to Bhagavan, perform rituals, offer oblations to Bhagavan of Devatas, still they do not know the essence, what Bhagavan is essentially. And they did not know how Bhagavan is the absolute enjoyer of all the rituals and the oblations offered. Therefore, being ignorant of who Bhagavan is, they continue to remain in samsara. They slip into samsara. They fall into samsara. Ataha chevanti. Why people, in spite of being worshipful, in spite of performing rituals, in spite of offering oblations, in spite of all that, why still people continue to be in samsara? Worship should help them. Of course, the worship should help them. Worship will bless them with adequate punyam, appropriate punyam. Worship will bless them with all arthakamas. But worship cannot do one thing, because without knowing Bhagavan being the ultimate enjoyer of all rituals, without knowing Bhagavan Swarupam, without knowing Bhagavan being the very truth, obtaining his own Swarupam, how much are people worship? That worship will not prevent them from continuing their life in samsara. Prevent them from falling into samsara. So, what is important? Knowledge of Bhagavan is important. Worship of Bhagavan is important. Prayer to Bhagavan is important. What is important? Prayer is important. Worship is important. But worship and prayer should culminate in the vision of Bhagavan. Only then one can escape samsara. Otherwise, they can't escape samsara. Again, indirectly, Bhagavan is emphasizing the importance of jnanam, which we will continue from next class.
Swamiji, can I ask a quick question or next time?
No, okay, ask.
Swamiji, I'm asking this on behalf of somebody else. It's basically about deep-rooted desires. It's about relative reality. Deep-rooted desires, how do you deal with that? Because intellect has understood that it is time-bound and transient, and the pleasures will also be time-bound. But habits are there which makes follow the desire. And how do you deal with it, basically?
See, Shastram does not say you should not have desires. Shastram cannot say anything which contradicts your reasoning. What is natural? So, desires are allowed. Entertaining disease, you do not have any say over entertaining disease. You are not creating your disease. Diseases are naturally there, which surface from, which are already latent from your subconscious, they surface. So you can undo disease. You need not make any efforts to undo disease. Very natural. So understand why disease is, how to handle, okay? Shastram says, diseases are very natural. With a strong desire, simple desire, ordinary desire, however the desire is, diseases are very natural. And they all surface from your own subconscious. All the diseases are already there in your subconscious, latent and dormant. Only the given situation, they are triggered and they surface. Which means you are not creating your disease. So you need not, you cannot undo or destroy your disease. Definitely. And of course, you know, fulfillment of desire will result as also only time bound, will give you a time bound pleasure. You also know that. But Shastram says two things. How you can handle your desires. Initially, by knowing limitations of desires and knowing the limitations of fulfillment of desires also. Understanding the consequence of not following dharma. So consciously, if you are committed to live a life of dharma values, then definitely you can fulfill your desires through righteous means, isn't it? You can fulfill your desires. Shastram does encourage that. You must do something to fulfill your desires. It's appropriate. Nothing wrong. As long as what you do to fulfill your desire is not against dharma. So relatively, you can manage your desires by being committed to live a life of dharma and seek Bhagavan's grace. You should not go against dharma. Seek Bhagavan's grace to live a life of values. And righteously, you can fulfill your desires. And if you happen to do something wrong, then you can, that's why your strength, you must have that emotional strength in order to withdraw, refrain yourself from doing wrong to fulfill your desires. As long as you do not do anything wrong to fulfill your desires, you can fulfill your desires, no problem. This is, you can only manage your desires. So commitment to live a life of values, prayer for strength to live a life of dharma, will help you manage not only desire, even other emotions, anger, etc. Bhagavan says, ultimately, if you always question, my God, why this desire is so strong in me? I have to do something to fulfill this desire. Why this desire is? What desire is? Understanding, repeatedly listening to the unfoldment of the Shastram, listening to the teaching will help you understand what desire is, why desire is. The understanding why desire is, what desire is, will gradually help you result in resolving the desire. It will result in the attainment of knowledge of the truth of desire. This understanding also will help you resolve the desires. There is no way. That is why if somebody has very strong desire, they don't need to feel guilty at all. They don't need to feel bad at all. They can fulfill the desires. No problem. Do the needful. Get your desires fulfilled. As long as your actions you do to fulfill your desires are not against dharma, nothing wrong. But suppose I have to do something wrong to fulfill my desire means, then it's called Rakshasa Vritti. Then that is where you have to definitely go and pray to Bhagavan very intensely, very fervently. Hey Bhagavan, please bless me with all strength not to go against dharma. That's enough. Then you will know how to handle your desire. It's not the question about, please, oh God, don't give me desires. That you can't ask. Bhagavan will say, I don't give you desires.
Great. Thank you, Swamiji.
So, commitment to dharma is a relative means of managing your emotions and desires. And jnanam is the only absolute solution for resolving your desires. Apart from these two ways, there's no other way. Dharmaha Jnanam.
Thanks, Swaminiji.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.